This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I want to talk for a second about balance, because always we're saying, how do you maintain balance? How do you maintain balance in your life? And you talk in your book about balance versus harmony. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think the pursuit of balance is really a fool's errand. Because I don't know about you, Derek, but my vision of balance is like a teeter-totter, you know, with the little, and so if you and I are on either side of a teeter-totter, well, we're going to have to continually move around because balance implies conflict. There's this conflict. One of us weighs more than the other, or one of us is further back on the teeter-totter. So we have to constantly be changing and aware. And to me, that's not... I don't want to seek balance. I don't want to seek something that implicit within it is conflict. Harmony, on the other hand, it just feels easy. It feels like syrup. If I seek harmony, it's so much easier to find, and it's such a wonderful, relaxed, empowering place to be, as opposed to this balance, which implies conflict. So, for me, I mean, it may just be, I may be splitting hairs here, but the last thing I want is balance in my life. I want harmony. Balance just, even if you take this, you know, my metaphor away for the teeter-totter, balance just sounds boring. I want to live life on the edge, and life on the edge, there is no balance there. And so to me, harmony is really where I want to go.
Why? And that's great. I love the teeter-totter example. Why is harmony elusive for so many entrepreneurs?
Yeah, that's a good question, Derek. And I think to some extent, it's wired in our DNA, because so many entrepreneurs, and I include myself in this group, you know, I think one of the filters we lack sometimes as entrepreneurs is the willingness to embrace that we all have blind spots, because we're a confident bunch, you know. And if we have this brilliant idea to open up an Italian restaurant, we're not going to be bothered by the fact that there are three more within a mile of us. We're not bothered by, you know, we know we got the best recipe, or we got this, or we got that, and we tend not to see our blind spots. I think it's that, I think that's really what makes it sometimes difficult for entrepreneurs to harmonize, because we think we rock the world, you know? Right. We're like young boys young adolescent boys who just feel like they are indestructible.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.